USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Snow and ice will make roads treacherous.
That's North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, as a huge winter storm is affecting his and about 10 other states.
Even if conditions are okay where you are, they might not be where you're going.
And indeed, nearly 1,000 airline flights have been canceled because of the storm, which for the first time in decades dumped double-digit amounts of snow on Lubbock, Texas.
Mark Milley, he's a great gentleman, he's a great patriot, he's a great soldier.
President Trump confirming to reporters yesterday that he had named General Mark Milley, the current Army Chief of Staff, to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The president also saying that his Chief of Staff, John Kelly, will be retiring at the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Police in Opa-locka, Florida say three people were shot last night by a man with an AK-47. The police chief, James Dobson, saying there were two other people with him, all three suspects still at large.
The call came out, shots fired. One of my supervisors at that point arrived on scene. He witnessed that a adult black male with a high-powered rifle firing at one of the victims.
The chief says after last night's shooting at an apartment complex, the three victims were taken to nearby hospitals. There's no word this morning on their conditions. President Trump saying again there was no collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia after the release of some documents in the Russia investigation. He said yesterday to reporters that he was pleased with what they revealed. Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray is the winner of the 2018 Heisman Trophy. It's the seventh time a player from Oklahoma has won that coveted award. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump with a few choice words for a former Secretary of State. USA's Wendy King explains.
There's no love lost between President Trump and his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says the president is undisciplined and he asked him to do things that were illegal. The president tweeted in response, "Tillerson is dumb as a rock." Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Decades ago, these sorts of things either never came out or were saved for biographies and autobiographies written after a presidency. We're long past that, and now we have these sorts of tiffs and very ugly circumstances coming out during an administration.
The CEO of Tesla says he may consider moving into some of the factory spaces that General Motors is abandoning. Elon Musk making the comments in a 60 Minutes interview that will air tonight. Tesla's been struggling to meet its production goals. Musk also saying in the comments released by CBS in advance of the program's airing that he wouldn't mind if his company, Tesla, were to fail so long as Americans end up driving more electric cars. Musk also the founder of the company SpaceX. And yesterday, the Army Black Knights beat Navy 17-10 in Philadelphia in the annual Army-Navy game. And for USA Radio News,